It's June. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
Well, after that 100 inches of snow fell between mid-February and early May, the ground in West Boulder is just saturated with water. And we're standing amid what looks like a botanic gardens on the main Shanahan Ridge Trail, surrounded by vibrant electric blue penstemons, bright, bright yellow orange arnicas. What else, Ruth Carol?
Well, there's an orchid-colored penstemon over behind the little blue ones.
Beautiful, sort of pinkish blue penstemon. Anyway, I think this is a once-in-20-year event, so we'd urge people to get up to the lower foothills during the next 2 or 3 weeks to enjoy the wildflowers. We're going to walk over the hill here into a little swale that's just carpeted with orange arnica and look at the blossoms and see what kind of insects have been attracted to it. It's really fun to kneel down in this carpet of yellow-orange arnica, these daisy-like flowers, and look for insects. I found crab spiders, all sorts of native bees, and on this one right here, it looks like a mother-of-pearl-colored beetle here feasting on this golden pollen. I'm going to try to get a picture of it.
It's actually opalescent when you look at it, many different colors.
Oh, opalescent's a good word.
When you clicked, it fluttered its hind wings.
These are small native bees fluttering around. This bee, its legs are just coated with pollen. They're about 4 times their normal size with yellow pollen. We also see in here, we haven't seen one yet this morning, these bright green crab spiders. They really look like crabs, and they hide in the center of the blossoms and wait for a beetle to come by, and then they ambush it. And probably if you look at maybe 500 arnica blossoms, you'll find one crab spider.
I think we've looked at 500 so far, so we're about due for one.
That was only 300. Here's a crab spider. Oh, it just went behind. Let's see if I can see it's on the tip. Is on the tip of the petal, and it just jumped to the ground. I scared it. But it has big, big, long pincers that look just like a crab. This one was sort of brownish green, and it hides. It lies in ambush in the center of this flower waiting for a beetle to come by.
The word arnica comes from a Greek word meaning lamb's coat and refers to the sepals covered in soft hairs that surround the flowers. I googled arnica, hoping to find some ethnobotany about it, and found that mainly it's just pretty. But some American Indians made healing ointments from it. Best not to take a nibble, though, as it can increase blood pressure and cause heart problems.
Obviously, it forms a unique and gorgeous ecosystem here in June in the foothills that's just full of beetles, hummingbirds, butterflies, crab spiders. I could spend a whole day here just kneeling among the arnica plants and photographing all these beautiful insects.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.